It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 16th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Smartphone apps come out all the time, but here's one that could be a first. It's a new app that asks users to help identify and thus apprehend sexual predators and other criminals. It's built by the Homeland Security Investigations Unit within the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, otherwise known as ICE. Homeland Security Investigations Director Jim Dinkins says it's an important tech tool in a job where canvassing has proven effective.
So when we push an unknown suspect out there, usually within hours, if not days, 85% of the time, we've been able to not only identify the person, but actually locate and arrest them.
So why an app? Are you going for 99% here or what?
Absolutely. A couple of things, too, is this, it also makes it easy for individuals to share the information. So you might suspect that you know or think that you might know that person, but you're not sure. The app allows you to share it to your friends, post it in other social media outlets to try to see if you actually do know the person or not.
Are there dangers here? I mean, I remember in the wake of the, you know, Boston Marathon bombings, people sort of really, really going all out in trying to figure out who in the crowd might have been the Boston bombers online, Reddit and things like that. And in some cases, it was really problematic. So are there dangers here? And how have you tried to include those in your calculations as you've built this app?
Yeah, so I think the big difference is we're not asking the public to help us identify a suspect. We have the suspect, but we don't have the actual their identity. So I think is what we saw for the Boston Marathon bombing is that the public was trying to analyze and come up with their own suspects and validate that in the social media environment.
Sure. But isn't it possible they might misidentify someone? You know, people see someone who they think is the person, and couldn't that sort of
sure.
be problematic?
So we receive literally thousands of tips already for various criminal violations. We're not going to take action just based on their word. We're going to have to validate that in other means before we actually can get an arrest warrant and go after that person.
James Dinkins is the Executive Associate Director of Homeland Security Investigations at ICE. James, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Online payment company PayPal says it is working on a large overhaul of its policies as they relate to crowdfunding campaigns. That's after secure email company MailPile and two video games under development had thousands in online fundraising frozen by PayPal. Part of the issue is that the online payment company has to comply with a complex web of international regulations on the transfer of money, and sometimes crowdfunding payments get flagged as fraudulent. And before we go, a story that will vindicate cat lovers who say dogs are mere simpletons. A study in the publication Animal Cognition found that dogs seem basically just as happy socializing with robots as they are with humans. Hey, man or machine, as long as it holds a treat. Am I right, dogs? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.